Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. According to a former researcher for Amgen, most studies on cancer, most of which are conducted in university labs, are not reliable. C. Glenn Begley and his researchers decided to double-check the findings of 53 what were considered landmark studies that were published in top journals from what were considered reputable labs in order to determine whether or not they should be used for drug development. The team sought to replicate the results, and in 47 out of 53 studies, they were unable to do it. According to Begley, the team repeated some of the experiments 50 times without success in replicating the results. When he reported this to a lead scientist for one of the problem studies, the scientist responded that his group had done the experiment 6 times and only got the published result once, but included it in the paper because it, quote, made the best story, end of quote. This is disturbing for a whole lot of reasons, one of which is that it may explain why there have been so few breakthroughs in treating cancer. If the studies that are used as a foundation for drug research are incorrect, it's just almost impossible to develop effective drugs to treat cancer. Additionally, this behavior is taking place at taxpayer-funded institutions, and it just simply shouldn't be tolerated. Begley told news agencies that the reason for all of this is that the research system in universities is set up to encourage cutting corners in order to further academic careers. I guess for members of the general public, I mean all of us, the message should be becoming more clear every day, and hopefully these messages that I send out hope to move you in this direction, that we can't depend on traditional Western medicine and drug breakthroughs and that sort of thing for miraculous cures for what really are foodborne illnesses like diabetes and cancer. The only real protection we have is to take really great care of ourselves and to reduce the risk of developing these conditions, and certainly to be cautious about any treatment that's offered before we undergo treatment for any condition, of course the exception being emergency, to make sure that what you're being told to do actually has a chance of working, which is often not the case. So I guess my goal in life is to create a healthy suspicion in the minds of medical consumers that make them proceed cautiously instead of just doing what they're told, which is almost always a recipe for disaster. That's all for now. Have a great day. There will be no message tomorrow, Friday, but I will be back to you on Monday.